From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
President Yoon Suk-yeol issues an order forcing striking truckers to return to work as a union-backed walkout entered its sixth day. South Korea is on the brink of group elimination at the 2022 Qatar World Cup after suffering a 3-2 defeat against Ghana in their second match. And President Yoon warns of an unprecedented joint response should North Korea move forward with a seventh nuclear test. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. President Yoon Suk-yeol has issued a government order forcing striking truckers to return to work as a union-backed walkout entered its sixth day. Chairing a cabinet meeting on Tuesday, Yoon said construction and production sites across the nation have come to a halt due to the suspension of shipments in the cement and steel industries, assessing that the current conditions could ruin the nation's industrial foundation. The president pointedly denounced the Cargo Trucker Solidarity Union for blocking the passage of other trucks and attacking truckers who opted not to participate in the strike, calling such moves criminal offenses that cannot be tolerated. Later in the day, Transport Minister Won Hee-ryong invoked the government order, saying it applies to the cement industry for which the normalization of distribution is deemed the most urgent. Truckers and their employees will have until 12 a.m. Thursday to halt their group action and return to work, or could have their licenses revoked or face up to 3 years in prison or a maximum fine of 30 million won. Labor union and management officials of subway operator Seoul Metro are holding last-minute negotiations on Tuesday in a bid to avert a strike planned for Wednesday. The labor union is demanding an expanded workforce and safety measures to prevent accidents such as the Itaewon crowd crush and a gruesome subway station murder that took place earlier this year. Negotiations on Monday ended in just 22 minutes after the two sides failed to narrow their differences. Labor representatives set a deadline of 6 p.m. Tuesday for an agreement to be reached. Meanwhile, the Seoul city government said on Tuesday that it will bring in substitute workers and take additional emergency measures should Seoul Metro's unionized workers launch a general strike on Wednesday. Team Korea is now on the brink of group elimination at the 2022 Qatar World Cup after suffering a 3-2 defeat against Ghana in their second match on Monday night. The Taeguk Warriors were able to nullify Ghana's early lead with a second-half rally on Cho Kyu-sung's headers, but failed to turn the tide. The Koreans must win their remaining duel with group favorite Portugal and will also have to rely heavily on the remaining matches among their rivals to advance. Richard Larkin has more.
South Korea lost to Ghana 3-2 in their second Group H match at the 2022 Qatar World Cup at Education City Stadium in Al Rayyan on Monday night. Korea earned 7 corner kicks in the first 18 minutes and dominated with 64% of the possession in the first 20 minutes. Coming off a match with no shots on goal against Uruguay last Thursday, the Taeguk Warriors hit a handful of shots on target against Ghana in the first half. The Ghanaians, however, were more effective with the ball, with Mohamed Salisu giving Ghana the lead by connecting to the end of Jordan Ayew's free kick into the box in the 24th minute, followed 10 minutes later by Mohamed Kudus scoring a second for Ghana. Korea sought to turn the game around by utilizing its attacking players, including Son Heung-min, who started for the second consecutive match sporting a protective mask that covered his facial fractures. However, Cho Kyu-sung, the K-League's top scorer, proved to be better than the Tottenham Hotspur forward at making the most of his chances, heading in a left-footed cross by substitute Lee Gang-in 30 minutes into the second half. 3 minutes later, Cho again connected to a Kim Jin-soo cross with another header that was too strong for goalie Lawrence Ati-Zigi to parry away, bringing the score even. Team Korea ultimately fell short of further breaking down the Ghanaian defense, losing a crucial chance of securing favorable odds of advancing to the knockout round for the first time in 12 years, after Kudus sealed the victory in the 68th minute. With only a point on the board, Korea has an uphill battle to secure the last of the two berths to the round of 16, with a must-win over 9th-ranked Portugal on Saturday likely to be only a part of the requirements. The Korea-Portugal match will be held at the same stadium at 12 a.m. Saturday, Korea time. The Uruguay-Ghana match will be held simultaneously. Richard Larkin, KBS World Radio News.
President Yoon Suk-yeol has reportedly warned that a nuclear test by North Korea will be met by a joint response not seen in the past. The president issued the warning in an interview with Reuters amid an unprecedented number of ballistic missile provocations and growing concerns about a possible seventh nuclear test by North Korea. In the interview published on Tuesday, President Yoon said that if North Korea conducts a new nuclear test, regardless of the type, it would be met with an unprecedented joint response in lockstep. He also called for China to fulfill its role in dissuading the North from pursuing banned development of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. Yoon reportedly said that China has the capability to influence North Korea's behavior and should exert that influence to convince Pyongyang to halt its weapons development programs. The White House says the U.S. is taking seriously the threats posed by North Korea, which is why it is improving its intelligence capabilities and cooperating with its allies, South Korea and Japan. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby issued the position during a press briefing Monday local time. Kirby underlined that Kim continues to advance military capabilities that continue to destabilize not just the Korean Peninsula, but the region. Prosecutors have sought an arrest warrant for former National Intelligence Service Director So-hoon in their probe into the former Moon Jae-in government's handling of the 2020 shooting death of a fisheries official by North Korean soldiers. The Seoul Central District Prosecutor's Office on Tuesday filed for the warrant against So, who was in charge of the Moon administration's North Korea and security policies at the time. The ex-spy chief faces accusations that in a ministerial meeting held the day after Lee Dae-jun's death near the Western Maritime border, he hastily concluded that Lee was attempting to defect when he was shot. At a press conference last month, So denied the allegation, as well as the claim that he ordered the deletion of intelligence files that contradicted his conclusion, asserting that the prosecution under the Yoon Suk-yeol administration is engaging in political retaliation. The main opposition Democratic Party has temporarily put on hold a plan to submit a motion to Parliament seeking the dismissal of Interior and Safety Minister Lee Sang-min over his role regarding the deadly Itaewon crowd crush. The DP held a general meeting of lawmakers on Tuesday and discussed the motion devised the previous day during the party's high-level strategic meeting. The participants reportedly agreed that a move is needed to hold the minister accountable, but the timing to submit the motion should be reconsidered. The party initially planned to submit it to the National Assembly on Thursday and pass it during a plenary session on Friday. The ruling People Power Party, meanwhile, denounced the decision by the main opposition Democratic Party to propose such a motion, accusing the DP of having chosen to hinder the administration's efforts to govern and criticizing the DP's decision as obstinate and a power flex. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Tuesday that 71,476 new COVID-19 cases were compiled the previous day, including 84 cases from overseas, bringing the total caseload to above 27 million. Although the daily tally jumped by nearly 50,000 from a day ago due to increased testing on Monday, the figure slipped by 1,300 both in a week ago and 2 weeks ago. The number of critically ill hospitalized patients remains unchanged from a day ago at 491. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 25.12 points, or 1.04% on Tuesday, closing the day at 2,433.39. The Tekebi Kosdaq also rose, gaining 9.64 points, or 1.34%, to close at 727.54. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 13.61 against the dollar, ending the day at 1,326.61. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.